All right, so today we're diving into something that's been kind of on my mind a lot
Yeah.
lately. It's
Yeah.
this whole idea of like unplugging, you know,
Right,
in this
Stu.
world where we're like constantly plugged in. We're going deep on an article today called The Power of Unplugging: Rediscovering the Joy of Offline Time.
Okay, interesting.
I'm really curious to see like what we can unpack for you guys listening.
Yeah, I think it's a really timely topic for sure, especially like as technology just keeps like evolving at such a rapid pace, the ability to actually disconnect and recharge feels more and more important.
Absolutely. It feels more crucial than ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, the article really jumps right in.
Okay.
It talks about the downsides of this always-on culture, you know, and like how that constant connection can actually lead to like feeling stressed, anxious, and even like addicted to our devices.
Yeah, and it's not just a feeling, right?
Leads
Like
you to something deeper going on.
there's a real like neurochemical hook at play here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like when we get those notifications or those likes, those messages, our brains actually release dopamine, which creates that like feeling of pleasure. So over time, we actually become like conditioned to crave those dopamine hits, you know? And that's what leads to that compulsive checking, that sense of being like tethered to our devices.
That's fascinating. I mean, it's like a mini science lesson right here. So we're actually like fighting against actual brain chemistry.
Totally.
When we try to unplug, like, no wonder it feels so hard
Yeah, it's not easy.
sometimes.
It's not easy, but like knowing the science behind it can actually, I think, empower us to make like more conscious
Yeah,
choices.
to be more intentional about it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got this like dopamine-driven urge to stay connected, but the article makes a really compelling case for why we should resist that urge. Like one of the big benefits it highlights is like this potential for deeper connections with the people around us, you know. It argues that unplugging actually creates space for like real quality interactions with like friends and family.
And it's really about shifting from quantity to quality. You know, instead of everyone being in the same room but on their own devices.
Yeah, I've seen that so many times.
Totally. Unplugging allows for those moments of genuine connection, and that's really what builds like stronger relationships.
Yeah, I think we all crave that deep connection, but it's easy to let those like little moments slip away when we're constantly distracted.
Absolutely. And think about it. How often do you like sit down for a meal with your loved ones and everyone's just on their phones? The article really challenges us to reclaim those moments as like opportunities for, you know, meaningful conversations and shared experiences.
I mean, it even goes so far as to ask this question, like, is family time a hobby? And I was like, whoa, honestly, that kind of blew my mind a little bit because we usually think of hobbies as like things we do for ourselves, but the article's like, no, reframe this. Family time is something you actively choose and cultivate, just like any other hobby.
And it's such a provocative
It
question.
is.
It forces us to examine like our
Hi.
priorities, you know? In a world where everything is competing for our attention,
Absolutely.
are we really prioritizing those face-to-face connections?
It's a good question for all of us to consider, I think. What about you? What are some of your favorite ways to like unplug and connect with the people you care about?
For me, it often comes down to like shared activities, like going for a hike, playing board games, or even just like cooking a meal together.
I love.
Those activities just, they create this natural space
Yeah.
for conversation, for laughter,
Mm-hmm.
without the pressure of like
Yeah.
having to entertain each other.
Totally. I get that. And I have to admit, that question about like family time being a hobby, it really got me thinking. It's like, yeah, spending time with my family brings me joy. But do I treat it with the same like intention and like excitement as I do my other hobbies, you know?
That's the key, isn't it? It's like to see those moments as valuable and worth protecting.
Absolutely. So we've talked about the addictive nature of technology and like the importance of unplugging for like those deeper connections. But the article also goes beyond that, right? It emphasizes like the simple joy of just being present in the moment. And it talks about how being glued to our devices is causing us to actually miss out on like the beauty and wonder of the world around us.
It's like we become so focused on the virtual world that we forget to like look up and appreciate the richness of the physical world, like the sights, the sounds, the smells, even just like the feeling of the sun on our skin.
Right.
Those sensory experiences can bring us so much joy.
Absolutely.
But we miss them when our attention is constantly like divided.
It's like we're trading like real life experiences for these like curated digital ones.
Yes.
And we end up missing out on like the richness that's right in front of us.
Absolutely.
You know, I recently had this experience where I was walking my dog.
Okay.
And I didn't have my phone with me.
Yeah.
And like, I just noticed all of these like incredible details in my neighborhood that I had like literally never seen before.
Wow.
It was like seeing the world with fresh eyes.
That's such a perfect example of what the article is getting at.
Okay.
Unplugging allows us to like tap back into our senses to really appreciate those like small details that make life so beautiful and ultimately to cultivate a deeper sense of gratitude.
Yes.
For the world around us.
I love that. And that sense of presence and gratitude like can like ripple out into other areas of our lives, right?
Yeah.
And create a more positive and fulfilling experience overall.
Absolutely.
So we've explored like the downsides of that constant connection, the benefits of like those deeper relationships and the joy of being present. But where do we go from here?
Right.
Like how do we actually put these ideas into practice?
Yeah. And luckily the article offers some like practical tips for unplugging, which I think we should dive into.
Okay. Let's do it.
Asta. Yeah.
Okay. So like, those benefits sound amazing, but I think for a lot of us, it's like, okay, but how?
Right. It's easier said than done.
Yeah, totally. So let's get into the like the nitty gritty of how to actually make this happen.
Okay.
So the article actually gives us like four specific tips.
Oh, nice.
Which I'm really excited to like unpack with you.
Yeah, let's do it.
So the first tip is all about like setting boundaries with technology.
Okay, yeah.
So instead of letting those notifications rule our day, it suggests like designating specific times for checking email, social media.
Totally. I love that. It's like being proactive.
Yes.
Rather than reactive. Yeah. You know, like instead of constantly responding to all those pings and dings, we're choosing when and how we engage with technology.
And it's about like reclaiming that control, right?
Yeah.
Over our attention and our time.
Totally.
Okay. Tip number two. This is one I'm personally guilty of not doing.
Uh-oh.
But it's turning off non-essential notifications.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
It's amazing how much calmer your phone feels when it's not constantly buzzing and beeping.
Yes.
You can actually hear yourself think.
Seriously. I feel like I'm Pavlov's dog sometimes, you know?
Totally.
I'm just like jumping every
time.
My phone makes a sound.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely going to try this one. Okay. What about the third tip?
So the article recommends trying a digital detox.
Okay.
Which like can sound kind of intimidating at first.
Yeah. I think when a lot of people hear digital detox, they're like picturing, I don't know, going off the grid for a week.
Yeah.
In a remote cabin or something.
Totally.
But the article emphasizes that. Like even short breaks can make a big difference.
Totally. Even an hour or two without your phone can help you reset and reconnect with yourself.
Yeah. It's like a...
Like maybe you go for a walk in nature, read a book, or just sit and enjoy a cup of tea without scrolling through social media. It's just about giving your mind...
Like a mini vacation for your brain.
Yeah, a chance to breathe.
I love that. Okay, and finally, the fourth tip is all about finding those alternative activities to fill the time that we usually spend like on our devices, you know?
Yeah.
So the article suggests things like reading, crafting, spending time outdoors, or like pursuing a hobby that engages your mind and body in a positive way.
Yeah, it's about rediscovering
the
things that bring you joy offline.
It's like remembering that life existed before smartphones and social media.
I know.
And dare I say, like, it was pretty great.
Yeah, it was all right.
You know?
We had hobbies. We connected with people face to face. We engaged with the world around us in a much more like direct and tangible way.
Totally.
It's not about rejecting technology altogether.
Right.
But finding that healthy balance.
Yes.
Where technology enhances our lives without dominating them.
I love this. So we've got these like four concrete strategies for unplugging. setting boundaries, turning off non-essential notifications, trying a digital detox, finding alternative activities.
Yes.
This all feels very actionable. I'm excited to start experimenting with these in my own life.
Me too.
But before we do that,
okay,
I know you pulled some really interesting insights from the continued reading section of the article.
Yes, I did.
So I'm very curious to hear, like, what you found in those additional resources.
Okay, so one of the suggestions, transformative power of unplugging.
Okay.
Really caught my eye.
Yeah.
It goes into the, like, actual benefits that can come from intentionally disconnecting from technology.
Okay.
And we're not just talking about feeling less stressed or sleeping better.
Right.
We're talking about potentially transformative shifts in our well-being.
Okay, I'm really intrigued. Like, what kind of transformations are we talking about here?
So first and foremost, the source emphasizes the impact on mental clarity.
Okay.
So when we're constantly bombarded with information and notifications,
right,
our brains are in a state of perpetual overdrive.
Yeah, it's like trying to have a conversation in a noisy room.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Unplugging quiets that noise and allows our minds to settle.
Okay.
Which can lead to, like, greater focus, concentration, and a sense of mental spaciousness.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that feeling of, like, mental clutter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so many tabs open in my brain, it feels like.
Totally.
All the time. So you're saying unplugging can actually help us, like, declutter our minds and create space for deeper thinking.
Precisely. And when our minds are clearer, we're able to think more creatively, solve problems more effectively, and even connect with our emotions on a deeper level.
Wow, that's powerful stuff. I mean, it's not just about taking a break, right? Yeah. It's about unlocking, like, a whole new level of mental potential.
Yeah.
Okay, what else does this, like, transformative power source, like, highlight for us?
So it also goes into the impact of unplugging on stress levels.
Okay.
Which we've, you know, touched on earlier. But what's fascinating here is that it actually links that stress reduction to a deeper physiological shift.
Okay, I'm all ears. I love a good science lesson.
Okay, so when we're constantly plugged in, our sympathetic nervous system, you know, the part of our nervous system that's responsible for the fight or flight response is in a state of chronic activation.
Oh, wow.
So our body is constantly pumping out those stress hormones, like cortisol, even when there's no real threat present.
So it's like our body's in a constant state of alert.
Exactly.
Even when we're trying to, like, relax and unwind.
Yeah, exactly. But unplugging allows our parasympathetic nervous system to kick in, which is, you know, like the rest and digest system.
Okay.
And that triggers a cascade of physiological changes that promote relaxation, you know, lower our heart rate and blood pressure, and help us feel more calm and centered.
So it's not just about, like, managing our stress levels mentally.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about, like, actually shifting our bodies from this state of chronic stress to a state of relaxation and restoration.
Exactly. And that shift has a ripple effect throughout our entire system, impacting everything from our sleep quality to digestion to immune function.
This is really starting to paint, like, a very compelling picture here.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about feeling less frazzled or, like, getting more sleep, although those are, like, really valuable outcomes in themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's about creating this foundation of well-being.
Yes.
That supports, like, our physical and mental health on a much deeper level.
Exactly.
Okay, so the benefits don't stop there.
No, they don't.
I'm ready for more. Lay it on me.
Okay, this source also delves into the connection between unplugging and improved sleep.
Okay, this is something I definitely struggle with. So I am very interested to hear what it has to say.
Okay, so we know that the blue light emitted from our devices can disrupt our sleep patterns by suppressing the production of melatonin, which is that hormone that regulates our sleep-wake cycle.
Right.
But the source argues that, like, even if you put your devices away an hour or two before bed, your mind might still be racing with thoughts, worries, to-do lists, fueled by that constant digital stimulation.
It's like our brains are still processing all the information, you know, that we've consumed throughout the day, even when we're trying to wind down.
Exactly. And that mental activity can make it so difficult to, like, truly relax and fall asleep.
Totally.
Unplugging in the evening, however, allows our minds to naturally wind down, creating a calmer mental space that's more conducive to restful sleep.
So instead of like scrolling through social media or checking emails right before bed, we could try reading a book, taking a bath, listening to calming music.
Exactly. Things that soothe the mind rather than stimulate it.
Yeah. It's about creating that buffer.
Totally. Between the digital world and the world of sleep.
Yes. And the benefits of a good night's sleep are like, enormous, right?
Huge.
Everything from our mood to our energy levels to cognitive function and physical health are all impacted by sleep.
It's like hitting the reset button for our entire system.
Totally. Okay, so this transformative power source, it doesn't stop there.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, what else? Give me more.
Okay, it goes on to explore the connection between unplugging and enhanced creativity.
Okay, now this is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this link between unplugging and creativity.
All right, so the source argues that when we're constantly consuming content created by others, our own creative impulses can get stifled.
Okay.
It's like our brains get stuck in this passive mode of consumption rather than generation.
It's like we're outsourcing our imaginations to like algorithms and influencers, you know?
Yes, that's a great way to put it.
It's like we're constantly taking in information, but we're not giving ourselves the space to actually process it, to make connections and come up with our own ideas, you know.
But when we disconnect from that constant stream of input, our minds have the space to wander, to daydream, to make new connections, and to come up with those original ideas. It's like we're giving our imaginations a chance to breathe and stretch their creative muscles.
So unplugging isn't just about resting and recharging.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating space for inspiration and innovation.
Totally.
Okay, and finally, this source emphasizes the positive impact of unplugging on our relationships.
Yes.
Something we talked about earlier in the episode.
We did.
I'm so curious to hear like how this source expands on that idea.
Okay, so it argues that when we're truly present with the people we care about, without the distractions of our devices, we're actually able to connect on a much deeper, more meaningful level.
Okay.
We're more attuned to their emotions, their body language, their subtle cues.
It's like we're actually seeing them.
Yes.
And hearing them.
Yes.
Rather than just being in the same room together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that kind of focused attention can do wonders for building intimacy.
Okay.
Strengthening our bonds and creating a sense of shared experience.
It's about moving beyond like that superficial connection.
Totally.
And in, into the realm of like true intimacy, right?
Exactly.
That's a beautiful way to put it. It's like this reminder that like true connection requires presence.
Yes.
And presence requires us to put down our devices and truly engage with the people in front of us.
Absolutely. And the other sources mentioned in the continued reading section kind of like echo these themes. So like Disconnecting for Happiness explores how unplugging can lead to a deeper sense of joy and contentment that doesn't rely on like external validation or digital stimulation.
Yeah, it's about like,
it's about finding happiness from within rather than seeking it through likes, comments, notifications.
It's about reclaiming our own internal sources.
Totally.
Of happiness and fulfillment.
Yes.
Okay, what about like the Digital Detox Guide?
Yeah, so the Digital Detox Guide offers practical strategies for creating a healthier relationship with technology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just for our personal well-being,
right,
but for work-life balance and personal growth as well.
It sounds like it's not about demonizing technology or like becoming like a technophobe or something.
No, not at all.
But it's about finding that sweet spot where technology like enhances our lives without taking over.
Exactly. It's about being mindful and intentional with our technology use so that it serves us rather than the other way around.
It's about taking back our power.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And using technology as a tool rather than letting it become our master.
Yes. Well said.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we have.
We've explored the downsides of being always on, the joys of like unplugging and reconnecting with ourselves and others.
Yes.
And some practical tips for making it happen.
Totally.
And we've delved into like some really transformative benefits of disconnecting from technology. Enhance mental clarity and reduce stress.
Yes.
Improve sleep, boosted creativity, and deeper relationships.
It's been quite a journey.
It has, but what does all of this mean for our listener?
Yeah.
Like, what's the takeaway message we want to leave them with? It feels like we've, like, gone deep here, like we've really...
They have uncovered so many layers.
Yes, uncovered, like, so many layers of unplugging.
Yes.
You know, all the benefits and everything. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, for the listener, it's like, okay, but what does this all mean for me?
Right.
So, like, what's that core message?
The key takeaway, I think, is that unplugging isn't just about taking a break from technology. It's about rediscovering, you know, joy connection, a deeper sense of presence in our lives.
It's like not about like, you know, demonizing technology.
Yeah.
Right? It's about reclaiming those things that bring us like true happiness and well-being.
Absolutely. Creating space for what truly matters, you know, our mental and emotional well-being, our relationships, our ability to like experience the world around us with open hearts and curious minds.
So beautifully said. And it's not about deprivation.
No.
It's about opening ourselves up to something even richer.
Yeah.
And more fulfilling, right?
Exactly. Reclaiming that richness of life beyond the screen. And I think with that in mind, I would leave the listener with this question. What would happen if you intentionally, like, carved out some tech-free time this week? What might you rediscover about yourself or the world around you?
I love that it's a challenge. It's like,
okay,
I'm going to step outside of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I'm going to break free from those digital habits and just like see what happens.
And see what happens.
You know, when I create space for something different.
It's an experiment.
Yeah.
In rediscovering the joy of being unplugged.
I love that. Well, there you have it, folks.
Unplugging.
Unplugging. It's not just a trend.
Yeah.
It's a path to a more mindful, joyful, and connected life.
Yeah.
Happy unplugging, everyone.
Happy unplugging.
And, you know, if you try any of these tips that we talked about, we would love to hear about your experience.
Holy.
Share your unplugged moments with us on social media, ironically enough, or drop us an email. We always love hearing from you. Till next time, stay curious.